I'm singing with Union. Oh, you can't scare
the Juno Education Association and school district are in the 11th month of negotiations. Frustrated teachers have grown louder at each school board meeting. Smaller groups gathered at the driveway entrance to Juno Douglas High School, while many more assembled at the front doors. Physical education teacher Dirk Miller is JEA vice president.
We're here to greet the school board members, let them know that we have solidarity, we are united.
Then teachers filed into the meeting, still carrying signs with such slogans as, "I'd rather educate than negotiate." They are working for the second year on a one-year contract that did not include raises. Amy Jo Miners was the first to speak. She's been teaching in Juno School District since 1989. Miners reminded board members that they drastically reduced the travel budget to save money.
I'm not sure if travel expenditures are just so buried that you don't see them, but I would like to suggest that the amount of travel for this past year alone could have paid for more than a 2% COLA.
JEA is asking for a three-year contract with a 2% salary increase this year, 3% in the second, and 2% in the third year. It's statements like Miners that will be addressed in a work meeting this afternoon with negotiators from both sides. Superintendent Glenn Galbraith says the union thinks it has found pots of money in the budget that can be used for raises, but he says that's not the case.
Whomever it is that's doing the budget analysis for JEA has suggested that there is $4 million out there for salaries. And what we want to do is to take them back into the budget, clarify what those budget categories are for, so that we can be talking apples to apples and making sure that we are understanding the facts in the same way.
District officials say the teacher's proposal would cost more than $10 million.
So those are the district's numbers. We don't necessarily agree with their numbers. I'm trying to think of what numbers we do agree with. I don't know.
JEA's Dirk Miller.
So that's what this meeting, I guess, is going to be about, to really talk about these numbers, settle some of those differences, I hope. We're very positive.
But Galbraith told the board there's not much positive about state revenue expected to flow to the district next year. Governor Sean Parnell is proposing another year of flat funding.
So the base student allocation that we had last year would be the base student allocation we have this year. And he's proposing it will be the base student allocation next year and fiscal year 16, so the following year.
The base student allocation is the amount per student each district gets from the state. The legislature could increase it, but the last 2 years, lawmakers have stuck to the governor's proposal. In Juneau, I'm Rosemarie Alexander.